This is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagTube portion. This being Wednesday night, the RagTube portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the RagTube portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Had quite a few folks use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. We'll run through those, and then we'll go over and see if there's any echo link stations. I got KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard, his sweet bride, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally, and their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL, all down in Simpsonville. And K3DOV, that's the upstate ARC in Simpsonville. And KM4JWP, Mr. Brian in Rutherfordton. And W2AMD, Mr. Andrew in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, Mr. Mail in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, Miss Isla, they're up Traveler's Rest. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy at Table Rock. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim, he's in Belzer. And KO4RAX, that's Mr. Dick Jim, he's over in Dacusville. And KJ4UHF, Mr. Jack, he's in Greenville. And K4OSH, that's Mr. Pat, he's down in Malden. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit. And N4ASW, Mr. Tony, he's up there in Nashville. And KA5WLL, that's Mr. Leroy over in Taylor's. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt, over in Western Greenville County. And KO4ZEW, Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KA2AXQ, Mr. Ken, he's over in Pickens. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard, and he's also in Greenville. Appreciate all you fine folks that use the pre-check-in function of the repeater tonight. Hope all y'all are doing well. And I don't have any echo link stations, so we'll go up to the RF section in the Mike Through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Delta Mike Whiskey Riggs and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Speck, Michelle, Brawl and Piedmont, copy negative and negative.
KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all all are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be standing by monitoring.
This is Oscar, and they are not.
Oscar 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd, down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt, up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Walt. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert Down, and Joanna. I'll be monitoring, but negative otherwise. And a personal message, I'll be in touch with you pretty soon about that antenna.
QNV, this is Brian in Greer. I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
4DOS. Again, KO4QLG. This is Chris. I'm in Liberty, and I'll be negative and negative.
4DOS. Kilo, Kilo 4, Tango, Romeo, Juliet. KK4TRJ, Ben, negative and negative.
For DOS. Check in Whiskey November for Sierra, Chris and Lyman. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all the net.
KK4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Had a mobile station down there around Belton, I think you said. That mobile station, try it one more time, please. I missed your call.
Yes, sir. KI4DOS, this is November 4th, Tango Monster Mike. Tony, down at Belton Mobile, on my way to work. No traffic, no G. Good evening, sir.
Tony, got you that time. N4TOM, Mr. Tony, mobile down there around Belton, headed to work. Don't you work too hard tonight there, young man. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And do appreciate it. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you each and every night. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in Joanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. And Robert, whenever you get ready, just give me a holler there, buddy, if it's still here. But we appreciate you being with us tonight. I guess you're at home in Joanna tonight instead of over there at the QT. So appreciate you being here. Also like to say good evening to N4QNV, Mr. Brian. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brian. And KO4QLG, that's my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And KK4TRJ, Mr. Bill, up there in Cowpens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. Hope you're doing well. And WN4S, Mr. Chris, up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Just to let you know, you have been missed there, young man. I missed you a couple of weeks, so glad you're back on the air with us on the radio again. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Move up to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. November 1, X-ray, Romeo, Romeo. Michael, I'm mobile in Commerce, Georgia, and only negative and negative.
4DOS. On the net, please check in, N4ZLK. I'm Shane up here in Cleveland. No traffic, no table tonight. Hope you're doing well.
4DOS. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg in Greer, negative and negative.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. like to say good evening to N1XRR, Mr. Michael, mobile down there in Commerce, Georgia tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Michael. Good signal from Commerce into mobile. And N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, up there at home in Cleveland. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. And KO4WTQ, Mr. Greg, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Greg. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
94DOS. Again, Whiskey X-ray 4, Juliet, Echo Lima, John and Seneca. That's WX4JEL. No traffic, and I'm going to stand by for the swap meet.
AI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to WX4JEL, Mr. John, down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Let's see here. Let's move around to the front of the alphabet, A through D, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Thanks for calling that tonight. Please tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS, N Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec Victor, Bob and Gray Court, negative and negative.
4 DOS, N and Gary, please check in Kilo Mike 4, Bravo, Lima Hotel, KM4. BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative, but I'll be listening to the swap net tonight.
For DOS. Please check in Kilo, Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ, Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 is to you and everybody on the net.
Trying, but you're not making a repeater. If you're on an HT, move around a little bit until you get the best signal and stand right there on that X and try it again. If not, maybe you can bump your power up or something, and if you can. But I'm going to go ahead and recognize these that I've got. I got W4DJW, Mr. Dave, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us, Mr. Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And Dave, I got a question for you. Hang on just a minute. And KC2DQV, Mr. Bob, down there in Gray Court. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here at Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. And KI4DGY, that's my son Anthony. He called me right before the net, so I've got him in the log via telephone relay. And W4DJW, Mr. Dave. Dave, are we going to meet somewhere Sunday?
Yeah, if it's not raining at 2 o'clock at the top of the mountain right there where you turn off to go into the gated community. Right there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, if it's not raining.
I didn't know if we were going to meet up somewhere down here or if we were going to go up to the site up there. But hopefully, if it's not raining, I'll see you at 2.
Sounds good, Gary.
Thank you much. We'll go from there. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Please check in. November 4, Delta, Juliet, Charlie. N4DJC, Gary and Anderson. Negative, negative. Good evening to everyone on the net.
Say good evening to N4DJC, Mr. Jerry, down there in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jerry. Hope you're doing well. Let's move on up in the alphabet to the Echo through Hotel, Group E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HCAT, that's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And Gary, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling in.
Echo S, please check in. WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary and Joy and everybody on the net. Hey, Gary, I'm going to stick around for a few minutes, so I'll try to be here for you, man.
4DOS.
Hey, Gary, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November. Casey 4EZN, Harry and Chandler, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks, Gary.
DOS. W4 Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX, Mr. Patrick up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope you're doing well. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry up there in Candler. Harry, I don't know where that 2 came from, but I got it down right, KC4EZN up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene over there in Taylor's. And Gene won the door prize tonight. They made number 50 on the list. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gene. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On up to the patient group on a Wednesday night, the India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS? Gary, I hope you and Miss Joy are both well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thanks for calling that. You and Joy have a good evening, Gary. No traffic, no comments.
DOS. Harry, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
4DOS. Hey, please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Hope everyone has a good night. 7-3. 4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to W4IOE, Mr. Sid, up there at the top of the mountain in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan. He's up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Duncan. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry and his sweet bride. KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And let's see here. We got an Echo Link station up. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, Gary. If you would, check in KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Gary, to yourself on the net. Check me in, no traffic, no queue, and do be sure and tell us Joy hello. Do be sure and tell us Joy hello from us.
And I would like to like to say good evening. KA4PQA. Mr. Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and Joy said to tell you hello. I hope all is well down your way. Alrighty, let's see here. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And the net. Please check in Kilo 4, Lima, Whiskey, Echo, K4LWE. Clarion Piedmont, negative and negative.
Like to say good evening to K4LWE, Mr. Larry, down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Hope you're doing well. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Again, Kilo Oscar 4, November, November Hotel. Kilo 4, and then me. My name is Fred. I'm over here in Piedmont. You know exactly where I'm going tonight, Gary. 750, Gary, Mr. Toy, and all in the net. Be negative and negative tonight.
Paul. WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November. Ed in Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'll be monitoring.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KO4NNH. Mr. Fred, mobile down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile and don't work too hard there, young man. Hope everything goes well. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. KI4DOS. Sir, please check in and out. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Zulu, Tango, Lima. KC4ZTL. Name is Roy, Romeo Oscar Yankee. Located in Gastonia, North Carolina. 73, Gary, and everyone on the net.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4ZTL, Mr. Roy, up there in Gastonia. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Roy. Good signal from Gastonia into the repeater tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. We got most everybody for the time being. This is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net, with our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chute. After that, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS.
Control, this is WD8RON. Call, whether I had you take it off, but that rotor should be taken off.
To take it off, Barry, it's already marked off. I appreciate it, though. That helps me keep my book straight.
To make sure, because I couldn't remember.
Come in, we got it. Thank you much. Anyone else with anything they would like to add or anything that I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. One more time to see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the swap net book. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. Negative and negative.
DOS. Good night, everybody. Please check in. Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie Mobile. In Greenville, I will be listening for the duration, and good night to everybody.
DOS.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That is K4XB. Tommy, Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on that.
Control.
That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KN4CHY. Mr. Keith down there in Seneca. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Keith. And KV4NC, Mr. Gabriel, out there on the mobile around Greenville tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Gabriel. Tell Veronica and all the children we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us, Tommy. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over in the land was. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS790A. That's a tri-band 2-meter 440 1200 all-mode base station. It would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT990. That's an HF transceiver. Has a Yaesu MD1 desk mic, and they would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
What else you got for info on that, Gary? Anything at all?
What other kind of information you want on it?
That's the Yaesu. That's got separate inputs for the high frequency and UHF, VHF.
It doesn't have UHF, VHF. It's strictly HF, 10 through 180 meters.
10-4, that's what I need to know. Thank you, sir.
I'm not being mean or ugly, but we don't use 10 codes on 2 meters. Hey, you're not the only one I've gotten about it. And I got it by myself when I was a newbie, and I'm carrying on the tradition of WB4, what was his call? ZBZ, Mr. Gene. He's silent key. He's the one that got me. But sorry about that, but I hope we gave you enough information on it. All righty, it's KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. The next item up is a Motorola PM400. They would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. A fella has two Motorola Radius M1225s. He would like $100 each for those. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Uniden UM380. That's a Marine VHF weather GPS transceiver. He would like $60 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Uniden BC780HLT. That's a Bearcat trunk tracker scanner. He would like $87 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Uniden BCD996T. That's a Bearcat trunk tracker 4. It would like $145 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a TYT390UV DMRHT. He has the charger, also has an extra battery for it, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The next item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft A3 tri-band beam antenna. Works 10, 15, and 20 meters. He has a CDE rotator and control box, and he would like $250 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Here, see if we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. 4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net continuing. Next item up on the SwapNet book is for sale. It's an Astron 12-amp power supply. He would like $80 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TM201B. That's a 2-meter base station. He would like $120 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. A fellow was playing around with some mag mount antennas, and he built a 4-foot by 4-foot sheet metal in a 3/4-inch by 1-inch frame. You can take it apart. The sheet metal is 2 feet by 4 feet. He's got two of those, so you can break it down a little bit. But he said he would take the best offer for that. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC2300H. That's a 2-meter mobile with a hand mic, and he would like $100 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS830S. That's an HF transceiver. It has a MC50 desk mic and an SP230 external speaker. And he would like $500 for all of it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Yaesu FT747. That's an HF transceiver. He would like $300 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit SB200 amplifier. He said it has been rebuilt and everything's gone through it, new tubes and everything, and it works real well. He would like $675 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit antenna tuner. This antenna tuner matches this SB200 amplifier, and he would like $190 for the antenna tuner. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 509 Argonaut. That's a QRP transceiver. They would like $190 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Tentec 538 Jupiter. You have your choice of a hand mic or a desk mic, and he would like $385 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Motorola XTS5000. That is a VHF HT with a charger, and he would like $350 for it. Does anyone need any fields? It's going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks staying around and listening to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that removed items, I really appreciate that. That helps me keep my book straight. Didn't have anybody add anything, so we're in good shape there. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI-4DOS.
KI-4DOS. He's checking it out. Kilo Golf 4, Juliet, India, Alpha. KG-4JIA, Dennis and Gaffney. Good evening to you all over there. 73.
4DOS. Joy, please check in. KG-4PFI, Don. KG-4QLQ, Linda. We're in Piedmont. We have no traffic, no round table. Good evening to you and everybody on the net.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KG-4JIA, Mr. Dennis up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dennis. Hope you're doing well. And my big old tall buddy Don, KG-4PFI, and his sweet bride, KG-4QLQ, Miss Linda. They're down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. And Don, you want this Wednesday night net and the swap net back?
Well, Gary, what'd you say?
I said, would you like the swap net and the Wednesday night net back?
My hearing aid battery went dead. No, I just just got out of the hospital here about three weeks back, and I haven't been checking in on the net. I've been having a little problem there, but I'm getting better.
Hey, I didn't know you'd been in the hospital, darling. I should have been calling to check on you. But glad you got in there on the radio tonight. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. And I was just pulling your leg. I know you don't want to. You don't want to call the net again. It's got too big, right?
It's a whole lot bigger than when I was calling, and I called it about 2 years, I think. But I'm just so glad that I talked you into it, but you're still my friend, even though I did hoodoo you a little bit. Talk to you later. Bye bye.
I'd tell Linda we said hello. I had to pull your leg a little bit. Hadn't talked to you in a while, and hope I made you feel a little bit better. You at least got a giggle out of it. Y'all take care, and I'll talk to you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, bud. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS. On the stump tonight, clean, shiny, dry stump is Mr. Dan, WB4FEE, down there in northern Simpsonville. Dan, what have you and Miss Joan been up to?
There, Gary, KI4DOS, this is WB4FEE, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville, and been up to nothing, just the normal old stuff. Been down to a special choir practice tonight, and didn't think I was going to be on here tonight, and we had practice down there tonight, and then we'll practice at a different church next Wednesday night, and then that Saturday evening, we're going to have a big music program over here at Rocky Creek Baptist Church on Woodard Road here. Starts at 7 o'clock, so anybody wants to come over, welcome to come over. That's going to be something that'll last about an hour. But anyway, we just been still running the roads a couple of days a week and working out here in the shop a little bit, trying to clean my shop out. And I've got some stuff about ready to photograph that we talked about, and I'll get you some pictures of that. I think my daughter's going to come over Friday or Saturday morning and make some pictures, and I'll shoot it to you on email. You can see kind of what I got. I'll try to put a description with everything so you can see what I got there. We'll see what we do with it. But anyway, you and Miss Joy been doing all right. I know you said you didn't have much of a garden this time, just kind of some tomatoes and all, but y'all been doing okay otherwise?
Well, first off, let me say that I don't know how you got out of choir practice early tonight. That just amazes me. Our choir practice always lasted a whole lot longer than that, but glad you made it in to check into the net. And as far as you driving a couple of days a week, that's a good thing. You know, keeps you busy and lets you have a little variety in your week. Cleaning out the shop, I'm looking forward to getting those pictures and stuff when you get all that stuff ready. And I need to get out there and clean mine out, Dan. It's an absolute total mess. I can't hardly get in the door. But once I get in the door, move a tractor and a lawnmower, I got plenty of room. I just got to build my shed out there that I'm going to park the tractor and the lawnmower under. Keep them out of the rain. I don't think anybody will bother them because I'm going to put them in a chain link fence. But you know how that goes. As far as the garden goes, my tomatoes are still going crazy. I carried some friends of mine, 2 5-gallon buckets, and they canned those. We've canned, let's see here, 12-ounce or 12-jar things of tomatoes. We canned 12 quarts or whole tomatoes. We canned 14 pints of tomato soup, and she's got 10 pints of tomato sauce already. And she says the next batch of tomatoes that I bring in the house, she's going to make sauce out of them.
Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with that. And that'll come in handy this winter there. It sure will taste good there, over.
Ed, no doubt it's going to taste good. I don't know if I told you, I got three volunteer longhorn okra okra plants out there. That longhorn okra that Ray used to grow, I had some seed that came from Joy's dad. I think Ray got Joy's daddy started, or Joy's daddy got Ray started, or I don't know which way it went, but anyway. We keeping the longhorn okra going, and I got three plants out there, and they are blooming like crazy. I hadn't got any okra off of them yet, but they were volunteer plants. They just came up all by themselves.
Well, yeah, well if they're blooming, maybe you get some on there enough, and if you do, if you're not going to use them, just save them and dry them out, get the seed out of them. And, but otherwise, if you're going to eat some, you still might want to save a few pods of it. But, yeah, that's a good thing. Nothing wrong with that. And, we was always kind of preferential to the, Clemson spineless. And, a friend of mine over here had some of that longhorn stuff, and we tried it, but I think what he gave us was already past where it should have been when he cut it and brought it to me, if you know what I mean. It should have been cut a lot sooner than that, over.
On the mountain, have his say. We used to plant that Clemson spineless, but if I tell you, that stuff eat me up, man. If you let the pods get too big, it got hard as a rock, and you couldn't eat it. But this Texas longhorn that we plant, these pods can get, you know, 8, 10, 12 inches long and still be just as soft as they can be. The only problem with letting them get too big is that the seeds get too big. And I don't like those great big seeds, so I cut mine about, 6 inches or 7. You know, they were pretty good size when I cut them, and Joy cuts them up, and Wes, depending on how she's going to put them up as to how she fixes them, but I bring them in the house, and she does it from there. But I get in that okra, and it don't bother me a bit. It doesn't make me itch or anything else.
Yeah, I never had that problem when I was growing that here, but it was always good. Joan loved that stuff too. She made pickled okra. And I think I might have told you before, with kids, now the little kids just have a fit over that stuff. And this is pickled okra now, mind you. Whole pot's pickled okra. And she can open a jar of it, and they'll sit here and fight over it. And that's the grandkids. You would think a small child would have anything to do with it, Earl.
No, Dan. You know, these grandkids, my grandchildren eat funny. You know, some of the stuff that they eat, I don't know that I would want, but, you know, some of the stuff I eat, they don't want. So I guess it all works out. But that's amazing that they would fight over it like that. Last year, I had some guys across the people that live across the street had some tree work done, and I was out there working in the garden, and the guy that owned the tree service came over, and we were talking, and he asked me if I had any ripe tomatoes, and I said, yeah, I got some ripe tomatoes. I said, how many you want? He said, oh, just a couple. I'm going to put them on my sandwich. And I said, okay. So I handed him a couple of tomatoes, and we got to talking, and I'd already cut the okra, and it was laying there in a bucket. He said, boy, that okra looks good. I said, you want some? He said, yeah. So I gave him about half of a 5-gallon bucket of okra. And I want you to know, him and two of his workers over there ate that stuff raw, and there wasn't none left when he left to go home.
He must have really been hungry for eating it raw. That's all I can say.
They liked it, you know, and I told them, I said, well, when you going to be back over here? Because they had to, they were going to come back and grind the stumps up. And he told me he'd be back in a couple of days. I said, well, when you get back, I said, knock on my door if I'm not out in the garden. And I said, I'll give you some more okra. And boy, I tell you what, a couple of days later, he came back over to grind the stumps up. He knocked on the door, and I went out there and cut him some more okra. And he was telling me that they ate it raw like that. And I said, you really like it like that? He said, oh, yeah, man. He said, I do. He said, it doesn't have the pickle flavoring in it. And the juices that you know, the vinegar and stuff that you put in there with pickles, but he said he liked it that way. And I said, okay. I said, I like mine fried or stewed or in soup or something, but I don't believe I've grown it raw, but I had never tried it.
Yeah, I know that. KI4DOS, this is WB4FEE in with you. Yeah, we understand that. I can eat it fried sometimes if it's fried real black. I like it fried real black. But I'm not crazy about okra. But that Joan, she loves that okra there. She can picture a whole pan of okra sometime. But if it's not just about like charcoal, I don't have a taste for it there over.
That's the great part about it, Dan. You know, we don't all have to like the same things. If we did, boy, it would be a dull place to live in, I reckon. A dull world. But there's a lot of things that I don't particularly care for that other people really like. But I enjoy my fried okra, and like I said, I like it stewed. And Joy fixes up soup mix. She'll put tomatoes and green beans and lima beans and cut up some okra and stuff like that, and put it up as soup mix. And then when she gets ready to fix a pot of soup, she'll either fix vegetable soup or she'll throw a little stew meat in there with it, and we'll have vegetable beef stew soup. And I like it that way too. But you know, I don't know. I just like to get out and dig in the dirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I did. There was a whole lot of stuff that I grew I didn't eat, didn't care that much about, but I sure did love planting and growing it there and giving it to people. And, man, I give stuff away here. I've had all the neighbors around here and all the kids and all, so I just love getting out there digging in the dirt and watching stuff grow and trying to get it, trying to just see what I can do with it there. Over.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with WB4FEE. Mr. Dan, been ragged you portion. Yeah, I enjoy that, Dan. I really do. I, like I said, I was tickled when those okra plants came up. I decided I'd let my garden rest this year because we had so much stuff left from a couple of years ago that we didn't need to really put up anything this year. Then again, you know, you don't never know, so maybe I should have planted it. I don't know the way things are going, but we enjoy the fresh vegetables, and I had a fella ask me one day, he said, why do you get out there and grow so many vegetables? I said, well, a couple of reasons. I said, number one, I like them. Number two, I don't have to put any preservatives in them like you get in the canned foods that you buy at the grocery store. And I said, and number three, I said, I just like digging in the dirt.
Yeah, that's a good enough reason right there. That is a good enough reason. Well, let me ask you a question here, and I'll get off of here. We got a new hound operator in the area here. Just moved into the area here a little while back, and his name is Ken. His call is KD9LBZ. Did he buy any chance to check in with you tonight?
Not deal with me yet, Dan.
Okay, all right, boy. He checked in with me and Dave last night, right there at the end of the net, and I gave him a little 2-meter radio that I had here.
that was passed on to me and a little J-pole antenna. So he's been using that. So he'll be checking in with us some here pretty soon, maybe. But just wanted you to be listening for him. His name is Ken Wu. That's W-O-O. His call is KD9LBZ. So if you hear him on, give him a good welcome shout there and let him know who you are there, over.
Dan, be listening for him. We've got quite a number of new hams, and since I got my license, there's been all kinds of new hams coming and going. But a lot of our newer hams, once they get into, they get into the hobby with their tech license, and then they'll upgrade to general. Once they upgrade to general, they just about forget about UHF and VHF. They go up there on HF all the time. But that's okay, too. So eventually, they'll come back and do a little UHF and VHF work. But we really enjoy it. But I'll be listening for Ken, KD9LBZ. I'll be listening for him, and hopefully he'll check in with us on a regular basis.
Good, Gary. And I'll go ahead and get out of here. You tell Miss Joy we said hello, and it sure was nice talking to you. And I'll get you those pictures over there as soon as we can get this stuff photographed and all and marked. So you take care. I hope you have the rest of the week is good for you and all weekend. Maybe we'll get a little rain here. We hadn't had no rain down here. I think y'all have some rain since we have, but we hadn't had any rain down here. It goes around us, but anyway, we'll get some eventually. So you take care, Gary. KI4DOS and the net. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo. Gonna be clear.
And well, I hope you get some rain down that way. We haven't had much up this way here at the house. It's rained around us, but we hadn't gotten much here at the house. I was out last night, and like old Tommy, W4UUQ would say, we got 15 inches of rain. That's two drops of rain 15 inches apart. So we didn't get much. We didn't even get enough to get the porch wet or the street or nothing else. But if we'll get it eventually, I hope y'all get you a little rain, get your grass looking real pretty and all of that stuff so you don't have to water it. In the meantime, Dan, you take care. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. Take care of yourself down there. And good talking with you. Enjoyed it as always and look forward to doing it again. You take care. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KI4DOS. Anyone for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. Call my net report, and then we'll close the net out. All right, folks, had a grand total of 66 tonight. Good net. Appreciate all you fine folks out there in radio land that checked in with us. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling. Give him a good dose of Rider's Cram. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.